Rosh Chodesh Teves, Aleph Teves, the seventh day of Hanukkah, Sunday, the 13th of December, Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Lieberman, Sight, Light, Might.
Lichting in Hanukkah. In Al-Anisim we say that the Torah, the goal of Yovam when they attacked Klal Yisrael was Lashkichom Torah Sechol, to make them forget Torah. I heard an Orah, L'chaira, you can stop somebody doing mitzvahs, L'aviram L'chukir Tzenechol, you can stop them learning Torah as the Yavanim did, but Lashkichom Torah Sechol sounds like you can make them forget their learning. Now once you've learned something, how are Yovam going to make you forget it? What does Lashkichom Torah Sechol mean? You could say it means that, all in all, if people have learnt something and they won't give it over to the children, so eventually it'll get forgotten. But Lashkichom does sound like there's a way that you can take something that somebody knows and make him forget his learning. The shaila is how one would do that. What was Yovam's plan? That's one hour. But there's another hour. We know that what's special about Golos Yovam was that it wasn't the simple clash with Torah that so many other Goliaths were. Other Goliaths, the clash was because Torah is Ruchni, they were Gashmi, and if you take a person and instead of giving him, feeding him Torah and Kedusha and Tara, you feed him Gashmias and Olam Hazeh, materialism, it's a clash. The Chumsavot says, Avos Olam Hazeh, Avos Olam Haba, Arastira. So we understand that's a clash. That's one type of clash. There's a less direct clash, the way it was clash, which is when you have the musig of a different Chochmah. Instead of the Chochmah Satoria, you have a different Chochmah. We know that Chochmah is compared to light. Chayshach, Chochmah, and foolishness. So wisdom is compared to light. In many places. Torah is compared to light. Torah Or, because Torah is a Chochmah. Yovan was different to the other Goliaths. Instead of directly being something that was not Torah, they gave a replacement for Torah, a different Or. And the Chayim, we have to be honest. And we have to say, yes, they also had an Or. But their Or wasn't the same Or as Torah. Fine, you want to say it's not the same level of Or, Makab. But how can you call somebody else's Ur Choshech? Is that true? Is Yovan Choshech? They say Yovan is science. Understanding of science. That's Choshech. It's not as great an Ur as Torah. It's much, much, much smaller than Torah. But it's still an Ur. The Chur is not Choshech. They haven't stopped you learning Torah. They're busy with something else. So you say it's little Torah that time. But it's not Choshech. Somehow, their understanding is a stira to Torah, and it blocks out the light of Torah. The shaila is how to understand that. I'd like to start with a famous medrash, the medrash at the beginning of Bereishis. The medrash says that when the pasuk says choshech, it refers, ki yodua, very, very famous, choshech refers to Yovam. Why does it refer to Yovam? Sheikh shichu einayim shel Yisrael, Pashup Shet in that Gezerah was that they said any animal that you own, you had to engrave on it, and that way you'd never have a choice. If you own an animal, you're going to have to write that you don't hold the revelation. If you don't, you're going to have to suffer without having any livestock. It would be very difficult. But Chazal in this Medrash, Stamach Chiddush, there were many Gezerahs that Yovan made. Why was this the one that was machshich einayim shel Yisrael? This is what caused the darkness. And why do Chazal stress the shur? Kisru lachem al keren hashur. So yadua, there's a Rashi there on the Medrash, there's a Rashi on the Medrash. And Rashi says that this shur doesn't refer to any old shur. It's a reference to the Egel Azov. Maral says, that is, that what Yovan was saying to Klal Yisrael, they were saying to them, you people, you think you have a chelik in Elokei Yisrael. You're Egel people. You did the Egel right at the beginning of Matan Torah. You're not Shaykh Takodesh Baruch Hu. That's the message Yovan was giving to Klal Yisrael. So Lenny Weintraub, Zechat Yavrochel, would point out that that means that Yovan must be a reincarnation of the Chet HaEgel. And if we understand the Chet HaEgel properly, we'll understand how Yovan was trying to get Klal Yisrael to fall into the pit of Chet HaEgel again, and therefore Ein Lachem Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael. Let's have a look at Egel, and we'll see a vort that Rabbi Shlomo Eliezer Zatzal Baruch would bring from the Gaon. And he would tell us that this signifies, this holds within it, the essence of Chet HaEgel. And we know again what the Yisrael of Chet HaEgel is. We can go back to Yavon and see what they were doing. It's a very interesting thing. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain, the Rebbeinu has already told him his problems. But when he comes down, who does he meet? Yeshua. What does Yeshua say to Moshe Rabbeinu? There's a battle going on. I hear something. He's screaming, shouting. There's a battle. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ein kol ano is gevura, Ein kol ano is chalusha, kol ano is alech yishemeh. When there's a battle, you hear those who are shouting with glee because they're victorious. You see those who are shouting with out of pain, out of fear, because they've been vanquished. You have different kolos. There's a kol ano is gevura, a kol ano is chalusha. Shabbina said, I don't hear this. Koil anus, anoich shemeh. Koil anus. What is a koil anus? It's not anus gevura. It's not anus chalusha. In Targum state, schoik. I hear the shouting of merriment, of wildkeit, of people just letting go. Interesting discussion, though. This is very important to record this. What else did Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua talk about on the way back? We have no idea. We have no idea of what Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu were discussing on the way to the Har Sinai when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. The only thing we know is, when he came down, Yeshua says, Kol Melchama, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, nah, it's not Kol Melchama, it's Stam Avil D'Shrei. What's the significance of this sentence? So the Vilna Gaon gives a very interesting touch on Pasuk. And the Vilna Gaon says there are two different types of Yetzer Hara. He says it in a number of places. There's a Yetzer Hara that stops a person doing mitzvahs. In order to do mitzvahs, a person has to be inspired, has to be excited, has to be switched on, needs a drive, a ruach needs to get a drive to do mitzvahs. Sometimes a person is weak. He isn't nisoira. He isn't awake spiritually. And therefore it's very hard to do mitzvahs. We've all met that yitzhara. It's the yitzhara, says the Gaon, of chulsha, of weakness. We come home, and we're tired, and yeah, we do really want to go to our chavrusa, but it's hard. It's hard. We're too weak. Right? Not that we don't really want to, but the flesh is weak. Until we get out, until somebody needs help, and it calls, and we find excuses. We don't have that bren for mitzvahs. We're too weak to do the mitzvah sase. Every mitzvah sase means you've got to get up and do something. It's hard. Get up and do is difficult. We're too weak to do the mitzvah. That's one type of yitzhak. That Yetzara is the Yetzara, says the Gaon, that isn't just sleeping and sitting and laziness. The truth is, whenever we're looking for some physical pleasure, it's also a form of chulsha. It's just we want comfort. All physical pleasures give us the comfort. They're the same type of Yetzara. Leave go of that. Get up and do something. Leave your typhus behind. The same Yetzara that leaves us shvach takes us away from doing mitzvahs. A gushmak, a piece of cake, other gushmak, a book, something that's, we're inactive. We don't get up and do the mitzvahs as we should. One type of yetzer. There's another type of yetzer, very different, where it's not something that stops us doing mitzvahs asay, but it's the opposite. It drives us to do a mitzvahs lois asay. Now when a person does a mitzvahs lois asay, it's not because he's too weak, it's because he's too switched on. And he's so driven by his own desires, although the mitzvah's in the way, there's a lav. Either he doesn't notice, or he ignores it, or he decides to be over it. It's because he's driven, because he's ambitious, because he's got his ego on the line. And he's so set on getting to where he wants to get to. His goals have so taken him over, that his own self-centered ideas and ideals are so driving him that he doesn't even notice there's someone else in the way. He steps on people's toes, he knocks people over. He's going! He's got gvura, much too much gvura. It's a gvura that knocks other people out the way, and sometimes it knocks Torah mitzvahs out the way. See, a person who's set up a new business, and he's involved in it yom v'layla, There's no chalusha there. That's not why he's not doing mitzvahs or doing averus. It's because there's too much gevura, different yetzara. The Gaon shows how the two are represented by different umos, Esav and Yishmael. Yishmael, he says, Yishmael is a nation that's shayach to a chamor, compared to a chamor, that's shayach to the chumris, that's shayach to olam hazeh. Yeah, they're not anti anything. Yeah, they're just lazy, slow. A chamor is not someone you use if you want to win a race. A chamor will get you there slowly. No great intelligence, no great thought. Whatever, simple, straightforward. Esav HaRosha is compared to a shor. A shor, an ox, is noigeach. What does it mean to be noigeach? What does an ox do when he goes? You're in his way, boom, knocks you out of the way. That's the keach of negicha, the keach of shor. Esav is driven by its ambitions. They're building the world, they're civilizing the world. Skyscrapers, new roads, new bridges, new markets, new products. That is the teva of Esav. And those, they mix together. But when you look at them naturally, there's Esav and Yishmael. Yishmael is the chamor, Esav is the shor. Nebuch, when Yidden were in Golus, we lost many Yidden. They lost their connection to Torah. It was very different when they lost it in the world of Yishmael, when they lost it in the world of Esav. Golus Yishmael, Yidden who lost their Yiddishkeit, there was a chalusha, they weren't actually up to doing it. But they weren't empty. And when a Sfadish Yid went off, Nebuch, he wasn't ashamed of Torah mitzvahs, but you spoke to him, he was still all for it. He believes in the Rabbeinu Shalom, believes in Torah, believes in mitzvahs. Lemaise, it doesn't happen. Rachmon Islam, the Ashkenazi Shiid went off, and you had a scholar, and you had anti, and there anti shuls, and anti moistas, anti schools. There was a gevura against. Perhaps this is shayach to this chalusha gevura. And the emphasis is that both of these yetzaharas, although they're the whole challenge of our lives, we spend our lives dealing with these two yetzaharas. So they're gone. There's ways of dealing with them. Tzadok HaKohen famously points out that the same middah that is drawing a person away from Yiddishkeit can be directed back to Avodas Hashem. A person says, I've got a chalusha, I'm weak, I'm drawn by the tidus of Olam Hazeh. So Reb Tzadok, that same Hanah of Olam Hazeh can bring you back to the Beis Medrash. Hazeh is Mistaba. Because who do we say, who's that? The Yetzahara of Chalusha of Taiva? That's Yishmael. Where does Yishmael come from? From Avraham Avinu. Instead of Avos Hashem, it's been replaced with Avos HaTalugim, with Avos Olam Hazeh. Avraham Avinu was Avraham Oyavi. He's Midas Ahava. When it goes wrong, so his son Yishmael takes that Ahava and directs it to superficial things. But if you take that gishmak and you find it in Yiddishkeit, you're back on path. The same Yetzirah will drag you back in. In Paga b'chom menuvel zeh. If the menuvel, that disgusting Yetzirah of Arayas, takes hold of a person, don't try and fight him. Moshcheu le'Beis Medrash. Bring the Yetzirah into the Beis Medrash, and you'll find the Hanor there. The Zelbe Geshmak of Taivas Noshim, says Reb Tzadok, a person can find in Adaf Gemara, in Ha-Geshmak Yishtik La'alocha, in Chumash Rashi. Moshchehu, take that Yetzirah into the Beis Medrash. Gvura, a person has this Keach HaGvura, and is driving everybody out the way, and seems to completely ignore Torah and Mitzvahs. Too much Gvura. Esav. Esav has a sotan, Rashi says. Who's the anti, who's the force against Esav? No one knows who's against Esav. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was Esav Gibor HaKovid Shesitzroi. He used the Gvura to control himself. That same Gvura can be used L'Toifah. Kol Chalusha, Kol Gvura. What's interesting is, says the Gaon, there's a third Yetzahara that is sometimes overlooked. And it's not the Yetzirah of Chalusha, it's not Taivas Olam Hazeh, nor is it Gevura, a drive that pushes a person beyond. That's the Yetzirah of Prikas Oil, the desire to be free, Azus, Chutzpah, the urge, just leave me alone, don't you tell me what to do. I was once in a room, in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and one bacha had borrowed an iron from another bacha. And the person who had lent it, the owner, had come in and said he wants his iron back. This bacha was in the middle of doing his shirt. And he just carried on as if nothing had happened, as if he didn't hear him. So the owner says, excuse me, it's my iron, can I have it back? Completely ignored him. Finished his shirt, hung it up, took the next one off the pile and carried on. I said, what do you think you're doing? This is my shirt, it's not garnished. Finished the second shirt. Yana was just standing nibbling in his shtem. I'm like, what type of chutzpah is this? When he finished, hangs up the second shirt, puts down the iron, unplugs it, gives it back. Ata lo tachtiv li ma la'asot. You won't tell me what to do. I'll give you back when I'm ready. Azuz is a middah that says, you can't tell me what, I won't be directed by you. Yisrael azin shabumas, the Gemara says, without Torah, the azin shabumas. May have something to do with the conditions on the roads in certain countries in the Middle East. There's a sugya of azus. Don't you? I should change lane because you think. It's a midah. It's a midah amuka that goes into the nefesh adam of just you keep out. That this is my space. You have to fit in with me. I won't fit in with you. And that says the Gaon is a completely different yetzirah. And if you think about it, that Yetzahara is much more dangerous than the other two. The other two are Koichas HaNefesh, Taiva, Gaiva, they're Koichas HaNefesh, Chalusha, Gvura. A person can direct them. This is a midah that is a complete stirut HaVodas Hashem. It says, there's no space for your Rebbeinu. Keep out. It's not a shayla of, I've accepted the Torah, will I keep it? There's no mocking for Torah by a person who has Azus. You try to explain to him something. If you've ever tried to get something through to an Azponim, you know it's impossible. Because he doesn't really hear you. Because whatever you tell him, he hears on his terms. Don't you come into my... So I hold his poshet. Now you have to fit in, so he'll tight chop what you're saying based on his preconceived notions. There's no space for anyone else. The animal that represents that is the caliph. Kahani kalbin de chatzifin, which is in the Zmiris of Shalashudas. Haklovim azay nefeshay. What's the azuz of a caliph? The azuz of a caliph is, this is my space. You keep out. Go anywhere near it and he'll bark already. He protects his space. You can't come in to where I am. Chbindo. So the Gaon, that was the conversation between Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu, sounds like there's a melchemes hayetz in the camp. It sounds like Klal Yisrael are going through a very deep challenge. Come back and help them fight this melchemes hayetz. Kol melchama b'machane. So Moshe Rabbeinu ain kolano is gevura. I don't hear the Yetzirah of gevura of people who are driven to be over mitzvot asay. Ain kolano is chalusha. Doesn't sound like they're not switched on to avodas Hashem. Kolano is. There's a shout. There's a scream of prekasol of schreik. I'm making litzonus. Litzonus means nothing you say can make an effect on me. If that's the case, it's a much more serious issue than a melchama, and that's why the Chet HaEgel almost led to the destruction of Klal Yisrael, and we had to rebuild from scratch. Before the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael were beyond Misa, like Adam Rishon Kedem HaChet. After the Chet HaEgel, Achin Ka'odom Temusun, were back to a world of Misa. And that's the Chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yeshua. And once we hear that, we can get back to Galus Yavon, and we start to hear what it's about. It's a golus of chokhmah. Taka chokhmah. But the chokhmah is built on azus. The chokhmah is built on an understanding that's limited to my point of view, to where I am. Whatever you say, fine, but it has to fit in with my preconceived notions. It has to fit in with my hanochas. Verstehtzach, that means that the Ramban says that Yavon were willing to understand anything that fitted in with their experience. But you start telling them something beyond that, that's beyond me. If that's true, I'm going to have to fit in with something higher than myself. No way. No way. That they're not mukhen to relate to. Nisim, Borei Olam, Malachim, these are kriches that are beyond, I can't have something beyond me, because then it'll be mechayev me. That's the choshech neira of Golus Yavon. It's not just a limited understanding. It's an understanding that limits. It's an assumption that this is as far as you can go and there can't be anything further. It blocks your view. It doesn't allow you to see something that's truly outside of yourself, something that would really be mechayev of us. It blocks it out. And if a person can't get anything that's really outside of themselves, because it's too frightening, if it's bigger than me, then we can never change. And we're in a golus that traps us, that is choshech, it's true darkness. Another example of this is where it's not just that we're told something, and we hear it with our limitations. I don't know if you've ever had that with a chavrusa. I'm sure it was a chavrusa who didn't understand, but he just doesn't know. You're trying to tell him, and he keeps touching what you're saying back into his pshat. No. I mean something new. It's hard to hear something outside of ourselves. It's hard to relate to it. When something, and Befrat was going to make me change it. Leave me, this is my space. It goes further. Be'emus, when we hear something new, when we understand a new concept, naturally it should change us completely. If it's true, then we should change. But we all know that we've heard countless shurim, endless drushes, and have read dozens of musaveta, and we say, psh, nice one. But it doesn't necessarily change us, does it? We're able to know something without it having an effect on us. We store it somewhere safe, somewhere parava, and we can repeat it, and it still doesn't change us. Isn't that a pella? That koyach of being able to get into a sugya, study it, understand it, develop it, think about it, but not live it, is a remarkable nituk, a disconnection between knowledge and action. And that was brought into the world by Yovan. There's a chochma neiro'o. You're studying the Bria yoimon v'laylo. You're looking at nature. You're studying the incredible intricacies of what goes on in the plant life, in animal life, in a human being. And you ask all sorts of questions. You have to get to some answers, you have to find questions. You have to find the question. So you're good at asking questions. Why don't you ask one little question, one extra question? Where does this come from? Who made it? Now, that question is not scientific. Bye-bye. What happened? Those questions we don't ask because it's uncomfortable. Because that question means that the answer might be mechayev me. Hello, Adkan, don't you come into my group. There's a Gemara in Seita, some other places also, but Seita Duch in Yonah Diyema. If you'd have to be ahead, it's tomorrow's daf, I think, the last daf in Seita. And the Gemara tells of a time when there were two parties, both Yid and Nebuch, and they were fighting over Yerushalayim and HaKodesh. Inside were those who were still Nemon, to Avodas Hashem, to Beis HaMikdosh, to Karbonos. Outside were those who had made peace with the Greeks. And they were besieging the city, and the Erech Yidden were inside, and the not such Erech Yidden, the ones who had joined up with Yovan, were on the outside. And the Gemara says, Bo'is Yishar, they made a gezerah, that one is not allowed to teach Chochmas Yevonis to one's children. And Issa to teach Chochmas Yevonis. Why? Because the Yidden inside had to bring the Korban HaTamid. But they were under siege, and the last of the animals had gone. So they made an arrangement with the enemy outside, and they would lower a basket full of gold on the outside, and they would in turn tie a sheep to the rope, and they would bring the sheep back up and bring it as a korban. This was each day, each time they needed the korban tamid, they would bring up the animals, and they would pay for it, gute geld. Said to Chayes the Chever on the outside, weren't sure that they'd get in and get all the money, so this was a good way to get a few hundred gold coins. There was a fellow on the inside who was a traitor. And he gave a secret away to the enemy that led to the fall of Yerushalayim. Lo az lohem, nobody chapped. He was on the wall, nobody chapped what he was saying. And he told them, b'chachmas Yevonis, using the wisdom of Yovan, he told them, you realize why they're being successful? Do you know why the ones on the inside are managing to withstand your siege? It's because you let them bring the Korban Tamid. So long as they're bringing Korban Tamid, you don't stand a chance. So famously, they sent out the gold, and instead of sending back a sheep, they sent back a Vav Acher, and that was the end of their Korban Tamid. Lo az lohem b'chochmas Yevonis. So Rashi says Chochmas Yevonis was a type of language that only Chachma Yovan used, and it was a special dialect, and that's what you weren't allowed to study, and that's because he misused it. Now, just because he happened to use a foreign dialect therefore we should not allow our children to use it, because because one day your kid might be on the wall and get a giveaway, a secret. What's the significance of this gezeira? And why is this dialect called Chochmas Yavam? Once said the Nirid Gavol from Mish Shapira. He said, there's a fight going on. Those on the outside, those on the inside. What's the Melchama about? What are you fighting about? About Avodas Hashem. The ones who are inside believe that Avodas Hashem makes a difference. Avodas Hashem changes the world. Korbanos brings a Kirvus Elokim. Korbanos bring a Bracha. Korbanos bring Yeshuas. Korbanos bring everything that we need. A Shefa from the Ribbono Shel Olam to this world. And what do the Chevra on the outside hold? Garnished. It's not real. Korbanos don't make a difference. We don't believe in Avodas Hashem. And that's what the fight is about. Somebody from the inside whispers to somebody on the outside, you should know the reason why we're being successful is because we bring korbanos. You have two choices. The guy on the outside can either laugh, say, bash, to some superstition, or if you believe it does work, then you really ought to think, one second, if that's true, then I'd better change. I'd better switch sides. How do you have something in between? I believe in korbanos, yeah, but not really, but I'm still going to fight it. You're stopping the halal of sheep. You're not sending sheep anymore. Why wouldn't you send them sheep? Because if they have karbonos, they'll win. So you do believe in karbonos. So why don't you change sides? Lo'az lohem b'chochmas yavonis. That is the kayach of Yavon. Yavon allows us to know something. It won't affect me. That kayach, that's so much part of our lives, is the choshech of Golos. The fact that when we learn something, we don't apply it, we don't connect to it, we don't take it personally. One can't see something outside of oneself. When we hear something, it's always the way we interpret it. Words are made up of a number of syllables. Sentences are made up of words. You have to string those together to make sense of it. You never actually hear what the person's saying. You work out from what he's saying what it means. The truth is, even when you hear a car crash or a dog bark, it's our interpretation of events that tells us what we see. When you see something, you see it naturally. You see what's outside of you. The other senses never objectively experience something outside. Even when you taste something, when you feel something, when you smell something, I'm experiencing the sensation of that object relating to me, the pleasure I have from the smell or the taste. That tells me there's something there. It's only ear, it's only sight that actually sees something beyond, something outside of me. If a person is roya, is able to see something, then it becomes real and then he can allow it to be mechayev me. If you're never roya, a person doesn't really see, it's never mechayev. The same way. Seeing is believing. You can't shake it off, you can't ignore it. We know that Nevuah ended when Yavan started. Nevuah is truly to see something outside of yourself. Choshech, besides for being the Rosh HaTevis of Chamor, Shor, and Kelev, a culmination of those three eight Zaharas together. Darkness means I can feel, I can smell, I can taste, I can hear, but I can't see. Where the Choshech, we can't see that which is outside, that which is Mechayev, that which really makes us wake up. And the Avoda in these Yomim is to light the Neiros Chanukah. When we hear a new idea, to really see it for what it is, outside of us, not translate it based on our preconceived notions, and then hear, if that's true, what do I have to do about it? Take it personally and grow from it. Alichting is Chanukah.